Dear GMCTE U of S, I really enjoyed the TOOC, Introduction to Learning Technologies. I dusted the cobwebs off my Twitter account, updated myself with some technologies. You used WordPress. It looked more usable. I could see all of the weeks at a glance and be able to sneaky peek in the future weeks. Anyone could access it. I didn't need a login. You used free technologies. Originality. And yes, it was a TOOC. And you were introducing us to some Canadian culture. I watched the Google Hangouts using YouTube. It was great to have a preview of Valerie Irvin. I thought that it worked really well in conjunction with Twitter and the hashtag for comments. A win-win situation, as he mentioned, no travelling needed. Just as well as I would have difficulty in travelling to usask.ca weekly. The technology worked and was easy to access. Face-to-face and online, they presented their final project during the last session. The course was run with a small group of people from USASK and so had some information just for these, clearly marked as such. As it was truly open, you could register if you wished and add your blog and Twitter ID, and this was open to the world. As a student, I appreciated the feedback that I received and the communication from the tutor. Every week I received an email, which was a timely reminder. The email included the week's activities, as well as links to the WordPress site and reminders of the Twitter hashtag. Feedback via Twitter was welcomed too. Nearly every message that I sent gave a response. The regular email was also added online as the week's blog message. I'll take these things with me. The importance of repetition. For example, someone came across the Google Hangout via Twitter and then found the link to YouTube by using the hashtag. Using free apps that everyone could access and they worked. For example, Google Hangouts and Twitter. Receiving timely and personalised feedback, and positive feedback too. Interventions, not just the problem, but a solution too. For example, using categories within blogs. Resources that are easy to find, just hover over the weekly modules, plus the emails with links. Added extras during the running of the session. Reading week. This reflected life on campus, and I needed it too. And as far as the resources are concerned, I liked how WordPress was used instead of a virtual learning environment. I found my personal Vidya back to the drawing board. Pen and paper enables me to think clearly, as if I were writing a letter, so it gives a degree of informality. Then a photo of my pages and speech using Audioboo. Thank you, Heather Ross and the University of Saskatchewan.